lång fil där tar.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
And they did what she was crying on a beautiful day. They
thank you. Smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. It's the first colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from there. So let's go to Rhode Island. A small nuclear explosion there in the 60s. They make lots of toys in Pawtucket, but for some reason cap guns are illegal. H.P. Lovecraft, Ruth Buzzy, and Chris Toppin are from there. So let's go to Shower the place with our love, have them drinking from my this chalk man coming around with his dog and doling out homemade chalk to the kiddies. There was the Trojan tent where Miss B danced suggestively to Brick House. Marilyn Chambers, Cormac McCarthy, and Tanya Donnelly are from there. So let's go to Rhode Island, baby. CNC was mayor. Never lost an election, but went to jail and left his hair. Let's go to Rhode Island, baby. It's where you're from. You can take me around to the places you met up when you were young. Yeah, let's go.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Time when it takes some time, living life, living right. as a city sleeps tonight. I sit here feeling all alone, the future, the great unknown, and I watch her as the city sleeps tonight. In the air, smell the fragrance in her hair. Let my guard down, but I don't care. I just watch her as the city sleeps tonight.
Marching with thousands, maybe more. I remember thinking that we could change the world, and I believed in justice. Many years have passed and we have seen it all. We've seen dreams blossom and we have seen them fall. And every time I wonder where it all went wrong, I come back to justice. Where did all the hope go, and when will it return? Where did all the hope go while our cities burn? Justice, justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies. I remember childhood. I remember school. We learned about the past and we learned that there were rules. And when a rule is broken, there was a price to pay. We believed in justice. When did our beliefs become a hollow joke? When did optimism become fires to bestow? Justice, justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. Can see that justice lies.
I remember lovings, I remember war. I remember marching with thousands, maybe more. And I remember thinking that
justice lies. Justice. Justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies.
Sky. What do you want me to do? way, feel your way, feel your way like the day before. Maybe you'll find direction around some corner where it's been waiting to meet you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. Much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not help. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
me or will you keep me after school? See, I've been fooling around with my rosary, refuse to be something so easily molded and thrown away.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me, but under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Lies are burned out like a summer. frosted windows, a faded orange glow. Eliza was there, ever a doubt that rain would fall and end this drought. Clouds were in our heads and not the sky. Eliza, I found a quiet home, a cold escape, bright as snow. Sing me that song I used to know. Looking down, where is your role? Where is your crown? Upon your throne, looking down, there is no role. There is no crown.
No time for reminiscing, not me, sir, thanks a lot. All the hugging and the kissing that I really never stop. You think you got me pinned, cause you see the snow on top. But you can ask my baby, you don't know diddly squat.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
He lets me in so late at night. He leaves on my favorite light. I tie him to a kitchen chair, and then he lets me pull his hair. I like the way his kisses taste. Won't ever let him go to waste. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Sugar, sugar, love. Sugar, 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 love. Sugar, 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 love. He makes me feel so good.